Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so the video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the difference between the internet users in 1998 and 2023 by the numbers. If you want to know why there are so many scammers online these days, back in 1998 there were hardly any internet users in India. Today there are almost 700 million users. People say the internet is filled with bots, but those bots are mostly NPCs. The Wild West internet was awesome in the late 90s and early 2000s, because the forums were great and the quality of information was 10 times better. Moving on, we have another woman that died for a selfie. This woman is shown in her last moments before being hit by a train. She was pregnant and got stuck between two railway tracks because of her glamorous set of heels. She managed to get out of the way, but another train on parallel tracks pulverized her. Well, at least it looks like she died doing what she loved, getting attention. I'm sure that someone out there will say that trains must be racist now. Number 3, 20% of Gen Z identifies alphabet people. And I think the contagion is being spread by the universities. But if you disregard all the girls who identify as bi, bisexual, and not bipolar, then I'm sure that number would plummet. This data also confirms that most rainbow people are made and not born. But I better be careful saying that, because that might prove that those on the left might be right that gender identity and sexual orientation are all due to socialization. Up next, apparently the majority of kids identifying as trans have autism. And autism rates are skyrocketing thanks to fertilizers like glyphosate. So maybe there really is something in the water and the food and not just in the universities. Then again, maybe it's not autism causing it, but maybe it's autistic boys that can't defend themselves from their mothers when they decide to put them in a dress. The majority of kids identifying as trans have at least one parent with cluster B personality, usually the mother. Number 5, just when you thought there was hope for Spider-Man when Zendaya would be gone in the next film, or have a smaller role. But apparently someone says that Tom Holland fans want Peter Parker to have a male love interest in the next film. AI might destroy us one day, but it's satisfying watching Hollywood destroy itself first. Yes, we want a gay Spider-Man as much as we want Spock riding this cock. Moving on, this Wayman says that the concept of virginity has zero scientific basis, and that it's been used throughout history as a tool for shame and control. Not being a virgin doesn't mean you're damaged goods, she says. That might be true for men because we can bond fairly easily to having a new woman in our life. And yes, men are the ones being shamed for being virgins, not women. But women can only bond with a few men in their lives, and after they've been run through, they lose the ability, and that sure sounds like a slut to me. Number 7 is Dolph Lundgren with his super young wife Emma. She's 25 and he's 67. So don't worry guys, your future girlfriend hasn't even been born yet. Women marry for lifestyle and the social status of the man, and men marry for youth, beauty, and fertility. Looks like a fair trade to me. And I'm sure he's got a prenup set up so that Emma here doesn't get up any more than he wants to give her. All I see is a lady with an expensive handbag and a sucker who paid for it. Up next, someone named Reese on X says that Richard Cooper is the male version of a feminist cat lady. That he's a divorced 50-something-year-old male with no kids spending his time complaining about how his ex-wife hurt him. Yeah, I don't believe this because Rich has a daughter and a girlfriend, and he's been with her for years. This is probably just some woman coping because she's a feminist cat lady. He's also wealthy, in shape, and successful. And I don't think he even owns any cats. Number 9, in Louisiana, white residents win the right to form their own city and split from poor black neighborhoods. This is great news because now the African Americans can show them just how wrong and racist they are by creating their very own version of Wakanda. The whites left because they wanted their own school district, but instead were told to shut up and keep paying for the failing integrated schools they were sending their kids to. Moving on, it's rough out there for men on dating apps. We swipe right on 52% of the women, but only match with 1% of them. This also proves that the 95-5 rule is true. Women like 5% of the men they see on the apps, and only match with 1.8% of them. It's rough out there for the rest of men. The other guys might match with fat ones, single moms, and ugly ones, and most guys are thirsty enough to take them, even though they aren't what they really want to be with. Number 11, the Miss Maine pageant, will feature the first trans competitor. But I thought we were done with this nonsense. Even in Canada, the sponsors of the Alphabet People Parade have pulled out. No pun intended. So why are we still seeing stuff like this? Also, if you're going to let a trans person into your pageant, they need to actually look feminine. This looks like a dude in a dress. Of course it's in Maine. a Democrat state and not a Republican one. Up next, are you guys excited to date Teresa here? She's an unemployed single mother, alcoholic, vegan, and activist. But on the bright side, at least she doesn't have any cats. What I love is the fact that she's a vegan that's also a chicken nuggets addict and eats hot dogs. She says she's going to let you go up the old poop chute on the first day too. I guess she should have just led with that because it would have made her sound more glamorous. I hope her kids never see this post, otherwise it's therapy for life. Number 13, how is this even right, saying that capitalism killed over a billion people? Yet communism did only a fraction of that. Looks like someone doesn't know anything about Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao Zedong. Not to mention Mr. Mustache, who was also socialist. Maybe the number on the right is because of abortion numbers. But those would also technically be mostly on the left. The left doesn't have to tell the truth because their target audience, the young, don't know much about history. Moving on, what the hell happened to Lizzo? And how the hell did she get so thin? Whatever happened to fat empowerment? I guess it's no longer a thing when you have Ozempic now. She probably got a lifetime supply of the drug and will be promoting it too. Imagine the day when black women in America are all thin thanks to Ozempic. Once it goes off patent and becomes just another generic drug in 2031. Saying that someone looks like Lizzo might actually be a compliment in the future. Number 15, until Ozempic falls into the public domain, if your girl gets big, don't try and change her. Instead, replace her. Trying to effectively raise a fully grown woman is a fool's errand. If her parents couldn't do it properly, what makes you think that you can? I've tried doing it twice, and trying to fix a broken woman is stupid. So stop wasting your time trying to help the women. Their minds already form in their early teens. Up next is individuals wearing a shirt that says, "You are safe with me." Is this the shirt they them used to trick children into the kidnapper van with? It might as well say free candy on it. Don't you dare feel safe because you aren't a child. I don't feel safe looking at this photo and I'm old and I've been through many fights. This also gives me the old certified boob inspector vibe. Now that there are 72 gender action figures to collect, I wonder which one this is. Number 17, what happened to this version of Starlight from the first season of The Boys? She could have just lost some weight and those chubby cheeks would have gone with it. Instead, she failed to realize that what she had no surgeon could ever sell her. And she wrecked her face. She was so hot before the plastic surgery, and she shouldn't have messed with what Mother Nature already gave her. Moving on, Rosie is under attack by sharks, and what are you throwing to help her? How about a bucket of blood, and then just sit there with a bag of popcorn and watch? How about throwing her additional 100 sharks to finish the job right? Then again, I would rescue her immediately because those poor creatures are going to get extremely sick if they eat her. I would save her by throwing her this sweet-looking they-them life preserver. Number 19, a recent study says that eliminating processed foods for kids' diets reduces ADHD symptoms by 53%. Why am I not surprised? It's the soda and fries that are the problem, and not the beef and lettuce. If it even is beef. If you eliminate all sugars, breads, and starchy vegetables, the reduction would probably be 100%. So ADHD could just be inflammation from eating bad food, and it's a condition that doesn't technically exist with the proper diet. Up next is one of my favorite Lord of the Rings memes with politically incorrect themes. These women from Rohan invited some orcs in, and the orcs ruined their homes. And now they don't feel safe anymore. Boo friggity who. As for the orcs in our world, whatever could they be referring to? Women support agendas that are often harmful to them. Like supporting a mass invasion of low IQ fighting age males. But that's a conspiracy theory. I know what will help though. Importing even more orcs in. Are liberal women the worst enemies of Western civilization? Number 21, is it true that 80% of single boys are no longer interested in dating? And they've stopped trying? Absolutely. I haven't been on a date in almost 10 years now, and I wear it like a badge of honor. I could go on dating apps and have a girlfriend in a week or two. But she wouldn't be what I wanted, though. I'm also hoarding tons of money enough for someone to buy a house outright, start a family, and retire. But do you really think that I want to share that with some slur? Moving on, this Missouri firefighter paramedic is dead after being stabbed in the ambulance by a patient. The patient looks like one of the usual suspects. They'll probably end up spinning it as a self-defense case somehow. I'm waiting for her to start a GoFundMe so I can help her out. Because you know, Wee was innocent and cheat. Why would she do this? Now she won't be able to finish her master's and become a neurosurgeon. Then again, her defense will be that she was practicing on him to become that surgeon. Number 23 is another one of those usual suspects with a bunch of red hats with slogans that say things like, "Relax, it's just a red hat." You'd think it's funny, but most people won't laugh. They might even get nasty. In Toronto at a baseball game, a guy there wore a red hat that said Canada's not for sale, and they kicked him out. They thought he wore a hat that said Make America Great Again. I didn't know this, but they kick you out because their policy is not to display political slogans. In Canada, patriotism gets you into trouble. Up next, what is his body shape called? How about the Michelin Man? What about Boner Killer or Miss Stay Puffed? Or Busted Biscuits? But you know what this really is a mental condition, because no sane person would ever let this happen to themselves. The real question we should be asking is, how does she wipe her behind, and how does she not snap her bones like a twig? If she didn't spend all her money on food, she might be able to afford a Zempac. Number 25 on the last one, why does the entertainment business think that hiring Bella Ramsey is a good idea? She's ugly and non-binary, and yet somehow, The Last of Us is well-written and well-produced. I think they figured that she started off as a child star with bad British teeth, and she knew how to act. Unfortunately, child stars always end up looking like ugly adults. Someone didn't get the memo when they hired her. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.